This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is my favorite song growing up, though.
Yep. It always works right after arguing about something. It feels like it fits the theme of the show. I like it.
You know, I hate these Jalen conversations, though. I really do.
I think Hugh's about to submit. No. He's about to give in to the Jalen conversation.
No.
We're broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WFB's Champ Care, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World, RV sales, service parts, and accessories. Joining us right now, our sideline reporter on the Eagles Radio Network, Devin Caney. Devin,
Goops.
How are we doing?
Hello. I'm once again extremely hot out there at training camp, but, you know, just another day. Otherwise, doing well.
Yeah, well, and a day with good news. At least it started off with some pretty good news, considering what we thought it could be with the Lennon Dickerson injury yesterday.
Yeah.
So take us through your thought process as you're waiting, because we were all waiting yesterday for the news. And then it came out like at 3 o'clock where he has a meniscus injury, which has a wide range of recovery time. And then we had to wait a little while before they said, oh, actually, it's the minor one.
Also, don't you feel like most Philadelphia sports fans have a little bit of trauma when it comes to meniscus injuries because of Joel Embiid?
Of course.
That was like my first thought. And I saw a lot of people, you know, on Twitter saying, like, I'm relieved when the first news dropped about it being his meniscus, because I guess that's better than, you know, an ACL or anything else. But the fact that it said he's getting additional options really concerned me, because I'm like, well, if he's getting additional options, that means that they didn't like the first option that they heard. But not as severe as we all, I think, expected or feared. And if he's back week one, great. Even if it's, I don't know, by week three, week four, I'll be happy with that, because he's such an important part of this offense. And it really hurt to see him limping off the field and being carted off on a Sunday night.
Yeah, he's a great player, and you're right. Week one, week two, I know they put out yesterday maybe week one. That does feel to me pretty close to now. It's only like
it's really close.
Yeah.
it's basically two. It's what, like 23 days, I think.
Yeah.
So a little over 2 weeks.
And then they have a little gap between that game and then the Chiefs game in week two. So maybe week two, week three. So today, who was the first person up? Who did you notice out there at left guard?
Brett Toth. Brett Toth was at, I think, that like a lot of people expected, Brett Toth was playing left guard, Tyler Steen still right guard, everything else was the same. They moved Kennard over to second team left guard behind Toth. I mean, I want to say, like, oh, it'll be all great and dandy, and he'll just step in, no problem. But Lennon Dickerson isn't really a player, you know, just given his size, his skill, even off the field leadership, that you can replace very easily. So
yeah, that's what I was about to ask you, Devin. And it's probably going to be a little hard to see, but did the way that they practice look a little bit different because of the fact that, Landon wasn't out there.
Well, so today was a really short practice, I think, mm-hmm. because the Browns are coming in tomorrow and Thursday for their joint practices, and it's extremely hot out. So it was kind of hard to take too much away. I did see Brett Toth putting in some extra work with Jordan Mailata.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I mean, I don't know if you can credit this to the O-line or what, but Jalen Hurts had probably one of his crispest days at quarterback yet of camp. He completed all of his passes. He had a stretch where he was 4 for 4. He connected with Dallas Goedert and Devontae Smith and Jahan Dotson. He was finding his receivers really well. So I don't know if I can credit the O-line with that, but the offense did look good today.
Devin Caney with us here as we talk about the Eagles with the joint practice tomorrow against the Browns, preseason game Saturday. Devin, what did you take away from the game on Thursday? We had you on mm-hmm. the pregame, and you were doing the game Thursday night.
Yeah.
Obviously, the big story has been Tanner McKee since then and now how good he is. And we had Jahan Dotson on the show about an hour ago, and he said he thinks McKee could be a starting quarterback in the NFL, which is now becoming something that a lot of people think. What did you think of Tanner, and what have you thought of him this camp so far?
So it's funny because Elliot and I were just having this conversation. Tanner McKee is one of those quarterbacks, and I almost understand this because I'm kind of like this. I think you guys might be able to relate being on air. I know we're not athletes. I'm not saying that. But he doesn't practice as well as he plays, if that makes sense.
Nick Foles was like that.
Yeah, where it takes the bright lights and, you know, being on the field at the link, and Tanner McKee all of a sudden, you know, turns into a great starting caliber quarterback. But at practice, he doesn't look as sharp. So today he didn't look as sharp out there, especially compared to the way Jalen Hurts played at quarterback today. But, I mean, Thursday night wasn't a surprise to me because Tanner McKee, even remember last season, he came in and played quarterback when Kenny Pickett went down with the fractured ribs in the final game.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked great. He looked really good. And I remember even then it was like, okay, well, this guy should probably be our backup, you know, not the third string QB moving forward. So, I mean, we'll see who starts on Saturday against the Browns. I know that now, you know, DTR and Kyle McCord have to prove themselves, but Tanner McKee all but locked up that backup spot.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's no question. Yeah. He's the backup quarterback here. And it's interesting that he plays better in the games because that really is what most matters. We need him. If he has to come in the game, he needs to play well in the game.
Yeah.
So, we have a good backup quarterback moving forward this season. All right, Devin, the other side of the ball mm-hmm. was not great on Thursday night, specifically that defense that was out there. And Kelee Ringo and the missed tackle on Jamar Chase.
Yeah.
I know it was a concern of yours like 2 weeks ago when you were here with us. Now, where are you? And what have you noticed so far in the practice field with Ja'Korian Bennett? Because he arrived here last week, and it seems like he is getting some more reps with the twos and maybe even the ones.
Yeah, I mean, I saw a lot of Kelee Ringo out there today as well, but I'm glad to see Ja'Korian Bennett getting reps. I think what's really curious is when you look back at the 2023 draft, when Ja'Korian Bennett was drafted by the Raiders, the Eagles traded up to pick Kelee Ringo immediately after. Kelee Ringo is literally the pick after Ja'Korian Bennett. So that just tells me, I mean, I think the Eagles trading for Bennett in the first place tells you that maybe they're not totally happy with the way that Adoree Jackson and Kelee Ringo and their cornerbacks really outside of Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean are playing. So it also tells me, you know, maybe he was the guy they wanted to begin with back in 2023. They want to give this guy a go. I know Adoree Jackson spoke to us, and he said that Ja'Korian, his issue is he looks a little bit stiff out there sometimes, and maybe that comes in time, but it also is just his style of play, and they're trying to loosen him up. That's what they're focusing on. But he's a guy who's hungry to get playing time, to get out there and make plays. So I'm hopeful for Ja'Korian Bennett. And even Kelee Ringo and Adoree Jackson, I think you can take only so much away from the preseason game. Like, it's not like they're scheming up the Bengals offense. And they were going against Jamar Chase and Joe Burrow and, you know, the starters on the Bengals. It's a pretty good offense, I think it's safe to say. So
What did you see from Sidney Brown in that preseason game from the other night? How did you see his play style?
Sidney Brown is a player who I think he's good, not great. And mm-hmm. I think he's really hungry to prove himself. He's had bad luck when it comes to injuries. And he, you know, left the preseason game with what looked like it could have been a concussion. I guess it was just a stinger because he was fine, but he didn't go back in after that. He spoke to media just now after practice and was asked, you know, what did you take away from your start? And he didn't really have a ton of answers, mm-hmm. which is a little concerning. I know there's a line of like, you're not going to give too much away, but also maybe give us something, because that just tells us like, did you even watch the tape? Like, are you focusing on anything?
What were you
doing? So I want him to succeed. I thought he looked fine out there Thursday, but nothing that blew me away.
Darius Cooper, he feels like he's becoming the guy that everyone's now interested in. Could he do enough to make the team? I mean, he's undrafted. He went to a very small school. I thought he looked really good in the game. Mm-hmm. Obviously, practice is a big part of this, too. What have you noticed with him this summer before the game, and then now what are you thinking? Because I think he has a shot to make the team.
Well, so before the game, what I've noticed is these guys at practice will like roll their jerseys up because it's so hot. Mm-hmm. And he's not as tall, I don't think, as A.J. Brown, but he's as like muscular as A.J. Brown. Mm-hmm. So 41 looks a lot like 11. So sometimes he'll be out there. I'm like, oh, A.J. Brown's out there, and it's not. So I guess that's a good person to be mixed up with, even if it's for a
That seems like
second.
A compliment to me. Yeah.
Aaron Moorhead was actually talking, you know, after practice today, and I was asked about Cooper and, you know, he's a guy who comes from such a small program. They didn't even, like, he had to learn, you know, how to react and read play calls. He had to learn how they are in the huddle. Like, these are the things that he didn't really get experience with, like, bigger schools, bigger programs give you experience with in transitioning to the pros. So he almost has, like, less of an edge as the other guys. And he really shined on Thursday. The thing that's tough about preseason is, like, even if guys have a great preseason game, great practice, there's only so many roster spots, and You don't know what's going to shake out. But Johnny Wilson also had a good game, and he hadn't been having a good camp. Like, there really is. It almost goes back to Tanner McKee. Sometimes guys perform better when they're under the bright lights and the pressure's on, even if it's a preseason game. And sometimes they perform better when it's on the practice field.
All right, before we let you go, you did say on the pregame show on Thursday that your undefeated record as a sideline reporter, you weren't counting the preseason, right? That didn't count?
Well,
but they won.
They did win.
So is this like tentative? If they go 3-0 in the preseason, are we counting it, or is it it doesn't count?
If they go 3-0, then we can count it.
Okay.
If not, then we are not going to.
Hugh, where do you come down on that?
I'm with that. She's been a godsend, a good luck charm. So yeah, go ahead and top that record.
Yeah, but if they lose,
it
doesn't count.
Because the first game they lose, I'm going to feel personally guilty about, especially if it's in the regular
season. We might need to get it out of the way Saturday.
Exactly.
Just get it out of the way.
I almost want it to happen in the preseason, so we'll see.
All right, Devin, we appreciate you hopping on.
Thanks,
and we'll see you Saturday for the pregame show and the game. All right, there we go. Devin Caney with us here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
In our RV, Champ Camp, live at the NovaCare Complex, 215-592-9494. We have a spot today here to give away in the Midday Show Fantasy League. You qualify for that spot. We'll pick a name of the qualifiers by the end of the show today by getting a question right in Hugh Douglas Trivia. I am happy you got all your coaches right. It wouldn't have been a great look for the trivia if you got it wrong.
Well, it wouldn't have been surprising.
I know, but you should know you better than anyone.
But it wouldn't have been surprising. I don't think anybody that's in earshot of this station would have been surprised if I would have forgotten one of the coaches that I played for.
I mean, who's the most forgettable? Kotite?
Jack Del Rio? Well, I can't forget Kotite because Kotite drafted me. But Jack
first and the worst? Yeah. I mean, we could be real about it.
Well, you
first
know what
and the
was,
worst.
From my purview, I know what happened in Philadelphia because I heard about it. But he had a veteran group when he had that nice run here.
Yeah.
And he was one of those coaches that he let the inmates run the asylum, which was a bad idea.
I know you're trying to be nice. He was a terrible coach.
Well, no, because he let the inmates run the asylum.
It's terrible.
Yeah, bad idea.
Yeah, I would say he was the worst coach you played for, followed by Del Rio. Andy's
no, I just remember Coach Ty used to be like, "We'll get that tomorrow, babe." Yeah, with the big cigar, with the big stogie. We'll get that one tomorrow, babe.
Yeah, I'm sure you
don't
didn't
worry about that.
Yeah, he should have worried because he won like four games over two seasons in New York. Yeah, he stunk. 215-592-9494. Your take on the Phillies right now? Are you giving them a clean slate? You know, it's amazing. Everyone that took the pledge out there, I think, is ready to give the Phillies a clean slate as we head towards the stretch run of the season. Not everyone, though. Like, you know, Hugh Douglas is willing to do that and wants to give the Phillies a clean slate. I'm giving them a clean slate. I'm not hyper-focused on how things went in 2023 and 4 when I'm thinking about this year and this team. Where do you come down on the Phillies? Are you giving them a clean slate? And the Jalen Hurts conversation, the experts or us, the fans, who's right? Because there seems to be a very clear line in the sand where us here as a fan base have Jalen and we're looking at him at a different level than the experts. I mean, It's every one of these lists that comes out, and you may say, who cares what this list? But when you put them together, they do form that clear criteria. One side, the experts, have him as a good, not great quarterback, and then here in Philadelphia this whole offseason, it's been more of the other side. Right, let's get back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. David in Vineland is up. Hey, David.
David.
Yeah.
David?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Gotcha, David. Got you. What's up?
Yeah, Phillies, I'm giving them a clean slate.
There we go.
But I really wanted to talk about the Eagles.
Yeah, go for it.
I put it like this. The experts can be wrong, and they're wrong all the time, like during the drafts and stuff. But I see where they're coming from if they want to say, like, other players have a better skill set. Mm-hmm. But I think they overvalue that. Like, you could say, like, Jameis Winston obviously has a stronger arm than Jalen Hurts, but would you rather have Jameis Winston or Jalen Hurts?
Jalen Hurts every single day, of course.
Right. Or like Tua, they might say he has a better skill set, but I'd rather have Jalen Hurts. Like, I don't know. I don't think it matters if they have a better skill set because Jalen, he works to his potential. Like, you can have all the skill set in the world, but if you don't want it bad enough, then you're not gonna bring home a Super Bowl.
So I agree with a lot of what you're saying. I do think we sometimes overrate just physical skills. I mean, we could use an example here, David. You know, 5-6 years ago, if you were to just look at their best, skill-wise, Jalen Hurts or Carson Wentz, most would say Wentz had more physical skills, right? He was bigger. He was probably just as fast before he started having the injuries. His arm was stronger. But he didn't play the position smartly. I mean, he didn't. I never thought he lived up to the skill set other than that one year where he was great. Jalen wasn't the second pick in the draft, right? I don't think he had the same measurables as Wentz, but Jalen's a better quarterback than Carson Wentz.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if anybody that's played sports, we all know somebody in high school that was naturally gifted, had everything, but just didn't go far because they didn't have, you know, that drive or whatever whatever it takes. And that's what I think matters more than I really don't care. They can keep on, you know, putting Jalen lower on the list and saying he's behind Jared Goff, and which is ridiculous, by the way. But they can say whatever they want. But at the end of the day,
the Goff thing seems to bother people. Goff and Herbert seem to bother people the most. Those are the ones that seem to bother people. Are you want to play a little Hugh Douglas trivia for a spot in the fantasy league here, David?
Yeah, I guess I'll play Hugh Douglas.
All right, well, David, let's do it. Let's do it.
I
want to
be
you ready,
but I don't think I'm gonna win. But go ahead.
Well,
but you got to be confident,
you
man.
You got to be confident. I think you could do this. All right,
you got this.
All right, here we go. I'm curious if Hugh even knows the answer to this one. I don't know if he does. All right, David. Hugh Douglas played 10 years in the NFL. How many of those seasons did he have double-digit sacks?
I'll say 4.
You nailed it, David. You nailed it.
Wow.
Was that a guess or you knew?
That was a complete guess.
Well, that's good enough. You got yourself a qualifying spot in the fantasy league. Hugh, would you have guessed correctly?
I would have said 5.
You would have been wrong.
Yeah, I'd have been wrong.
Okay. I do like that David got it and you didn't.
Yeah, I'd have said 5.
Did you have – was there a year – I don't have your stats in front of me. Was there a year you may have been close and that made you think 5? You probably had a year where you had like 8 or 9.
Yeah, because it was a couple years I was hurt. I know I had, 10 my rookie year. I think, 15 here. Had a couple – I had 3 double-digit sack seasons here.
I think only one with the Jets, yeah.
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 So, yeah.
We're just ignoring the Jacksonville year?
Oh, no, that was a gap year.
Okay. In a lot of ways, it was.
Got my ass right out the league after that.
Jimmy in Jersey's. Hey, Jimmy, what's up?
Hey, fellas, what's up?
Hey, Jimmy. Jimmy got the speakerphone.
Turn that radio off, dog.
Yeah, we gotta turn down that little echo
there.
Little echo. Bruce in D.C.'s up. Hey, Bruce.
All right. Carl, Joe, Hugh, and the crew.
What's
going
up, man?
On?
Bruce, what's up, buddy?
All right. Hey, man, I called to talk about the Phillies, but, man, that debate that you all were having about the Eagles and Jalen, whoa, let me just chime in on that right quick.
All right, what do you got? What do you got for us?
Yeah, so with that said, you know, I don't think – it doesn't matter what Jalen does. He's not going to command the respect. And you know, I talk to a lot of fans, you know, on my social media or whatever – I said, you know what? At this point, it doesn't even matter, because here's the reason why. He's going to have a certain amount of hate, no matter what, because you know he broke a perception that running quarterbacks can't win the Super Bowl. You know, he proved people wrong with that, and he did it in an unconventional way. So, and there are also intangibles that Jalen has conquered, you know. Like, for example, he's had an OC virtually every year since he's been in here, and he's been to 2 Super Bowls and won one.
Including again. I mean, he has another new OC this year. We're doing again. It happened again.
That's right. And the people that he's being compared to, they don't have that kind of adversity. And I'm going to tell you, the OCs do matter. They do matter they are a measurable in the success of the quarterback. And Jalen doesn't get that. So, you know what? My thing is, let them keep talking, because the more they keep talking, it just gets fueled to fire. He hears it. And he's just going to go out again next year, and the team is going to rally behind him. And look, we're going to win 2 or 3 more damn Super Bowls. And they're still going to have something to say. So the hell with them. They can kiss our ass.
Bruce, I hear you on that, and we appreciate the phone. I do want to respond to one thing that Bruce just said that I don't agree with.
What's that?
He said it doesn't matter what Jalen does, he won't get the credit. If Jalen Hurts wins 2 league MVP awards, he will be talked about as a top 2 or 3 quarterback in the league. I just don't – if Jalen Hurts plays dominantly every Sunday and he wins the MVP of the league, he will be talked about as a top 3 or 4 or 2 quarterback in the whole NFL. I don't know why he wouldn't be.
It feels like that would be the case, but I don't know. It's hard to say with Jalen. You know, I remember the year Joe Flacco had when he rejected a contract offer for the Baltimore Ravens, mm-hmm. and he won the Super Bowl.
He bet on himself. Yeah, and then he got a contract.
He got a new contract. And the reason why I bring that up, because that year he won, he was that dude. Like, San Fran came in hot.
Mm-hmm.
It came in hot with Colin Kaepernick and
sure,
all of this stuff.
Yeah.
and Joe Flacco was the lame duck quarterback. And he balled out that whole season and got paid. And I don't remember anybody talking about him in that breath.
But I think I actually think it's a good example you bring up because he did that, right? He played great.
Yeah.
But he wasn't a great quarterback.
No.
Right? He was good, but he wasn't great.
He was the best quarterback that year.
Well, in the postseason.
And when I say that, Joe, you have to understand, I mean, for what he accomplished.
Yeah, he won the Super Bowl, and he played great in the playoffs.
And to your point, we were talking earlier, you're right, because that's part of that is the way that I view it. Did you see what Brandon Graham said when he heard – he was listening to what we talked about on air yesterday, and he said
– Oh, I didn't hear this.
Well, he did it. He texted, tweeted, whatever
sure,
you want to
sure.
call it. And he said that tell those other guys outside of Mahomes to go get them one, because for a player – that's the ultimate measuring stick.
The win in the championship.
And
yeah.
and it's for me, I'm stuck on when and I'm using him as an example because he's the latest and he's the most, you know, that the guy that I remember. When Cam Newton said with a straight face, he would rather be the MVP of the league than a champion.
Well, that's a character flaw in Cam.
That is ridiculous to me. I don't understand that because the guys, even though we didn't win the Super Bowl, the guys that I played in that game with, I walk with them for the rest of my life. And we interact with each other. Like I haven't seen Brian since I saw him, Brian Dawkins, that is, since I saw him at his golf tournament. But I talk to Brian periodically from, you know, via text and whatever. And when I see him, it's gonna be like we're going to pick up where we left off. That's the difference. Mm-hmm. When you win an MVP, that's an individual accolade. Jalen, these guys here that are playing right now, they're going to walk together for the rest of their lives.
Oh, I agree. And look, Jalen doesn't have to win an MVP to be loved in Philadelphia. Just keep winning championships. Like, that's all we care about. I'm just saying to the point that Bruce made, what will he ever get talked about like them?
No, probably not.
But if he plays great football for 18 weeks and wins an MVP – He will be talked about differently. I think that's the difference. He doesn't play great football every week. That's what those other guys do more often than he does. I think that's, to me, where the line is.
And that's and
not that he's
what,
not
Joe?
Capable or that he doesn't do it. Sometimes he does.
And that's fair. But I will say this, that he plays good football when it matters.
Well, he has. I mean, well, he just did it in the two biggest games of his life.
That's something that, you know, that's unquantifiable.
Well, that's where it's more Flacco Eli than it is Aaron
exactly.
Rodgers, right?
And that's why when you talk about Eli, it's going to always be yeah, but always
yeah,
but he beat the GOAT twice.
So
he wasn't that great, but he going to you know what I mean?
Those guys, I mean, Flacco and Eli had hell of football careers. I mean, if Jalen Hurts ends up with Super Bowls like those guys, or more of them, well, I'll be happy. But the list, if you want him higher, he's got to play better.
You don't want to end up associating with Eli, Matt. Let's be honest.
No. Right, but if he wins two titles.
I mean, if he wins two titles, that's not
great.
A problem.
Right.
No, my point is, if you want him ranked higher on lists, he needs to play better each week. Otherwise, he's more Flacco and Eli than he is Aaron Rodgers.
Like, if I told every fan right now, Jalen Hurts ends his career and he's like Eli Manning, I think they would view that as more of an insult than the fact that, well, he won two Super Bowls.
I think most would say, okay, they would view Eli as a Hall of Famer. Like, to be honest,
I hear you. But then we can't do the he's an elite quarterback thing anymore because Eli was not elite.
But he's a Hall of Famer.
Sure.
You know, I mean, I
know, but there are different things.
No,
right?
I hear you. I hear you. I guess it's we're kind of saying the same thing, just all the way that you look at it.
It's fine if we think Flacco and Eli's careers are what we want it to be, and it ends up there. Yeah. I don't think that's bad at all. I mean, in fact, it'd be very successful.
And Flacco would be like, "Hey, he's a champion."
But then we can't do the elite stuff anymore because those guys weren't elite. All right, 215-592-9490 for more of your phone calls coming up. When we get back, Kyle Schwarber did it again last night. But I got to tell you, I don't love some of the messaging coming out about his impending free agency.
Leave that man be.
Well, we'll let you hear what he said.
You know what?
We'll let you hear
what
you're going to defend an Ohio guy. We know what's going on here. 215-592-9494. Hugh Douglas trivia for a chance to be in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, fall is right around the corner, people. You know what that means? Two things. Football season is coming back, and it's pumpkin spice season. Let me tell y'all, this weekend I had me some good wine, and I had me some of that pumpkin spice bacon. It was really good, y'all. I'm here to tell you. I know y'all probably feel some kind of way about it, but don't, because it was really good. So this year, Hatfield is taking it to the whole new level with their pumpkin spice game-changing thick-cut bacon. It's warm fall spices with that touch of sweetness. It's bold, it's different, and I'm here to tell you, it's delicious. Pumpkin spice bacon is available for a limited time at your local grocery store. Visit simplyhatfield.com for where to buy it. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Swung on, blasted, high in the air to right. Marte looking up, and that ball is gone. Kyle Schwarber with a towering home run back in his home state of Ohio. A two-run shot for Schwarber, his 42nd of the season. And it's 4-1 as the Phillies come alive in the eighth.
Number 42 last night for Schwarber put the Phillies in a comfortable position to win that game. By the way, Schwarber now 42 home runs through 118 games. Ryan Howard, 06, 41 home runs through 118 games. As Schwarber could become the Phillies' all-time single-season home run king. And, of course, Hugh, we're just a couple months away from the postseason. And then a month after that is the offseason, where we know Kyle Schwarber is trying to be a free agent. And look, I thought they should have got this done in the offseason. I thought they should have got it done in spring training. They didn't, right? And now we're dealing with the reality where he's going to go to free agency. I recognize this. But, Hugh, I've noticed something, and I don't like it, and I have to point it out. I love Schwarber. I mean, you could count on one hand the times I've criticized Kyle Schwarber. He's one of my favorite players in baseball. He's one of my favorite players in Philadelphia. Like, I love him.
The way you said but it, I don't like
it. I don't like it, okay? So when he's asked about his impending free agency, I understand it's a business. Okay, I understand he's not signed after the season, and he has to say, "Is you know, he's a free agent." I'm not telling him to have undying loyalty to the Phillies and say I'll never play anywhere else. I get he's got to market himself, but I want you to hear this last night. So at the All-Star game, Kyle Schwarber was asked by a reporter from Cincinnati about the idea of going back to play in his hometown, And he didn't dismiss the idea. And he kind of talked about how, you know, he one day he might like to play in Cincinnati. So that was about a month ago. Now let's hear this. This was last night after the game. Once again, they're in Cincinnati being asked about, you know, maybe the Reds in free agency. Here is Schwarber.
So Kyle, you were asked at the All-Star game about your future, and a lot of people made a headline about Cincinnati and your connection. Do you have a lot of friends who are saying, Kyle, man, just consider the Reds next year?
Oh, I mean, it was funny. Yeah, it was, you know, I think Gordon for that one. But he asked the question, you know, just if things don't work out, would you ever think about Cincinnati? I mean, absolutely, right? That you grew up watching the team, and you know, who wouldn't want to play for a hometown team? But you know, there's so many different aspects that go into free agency and everything like that, and especially where you're playing at now and how, you know, you feel like you wanted us, you know, keep winning with the group here. But everything's there's unknowns, there's a business, and whatever happens, happens. But I think, you know, if you ask the childhood Kyle that, yeah, you know, why wouldn't you want to come play for your hometown team?
There's a but, there's unknowns, whatever happens, happens. Young Kyle, hometown team. Hugh, I don't love this. You know what I want to hear him say? I want to hear him say, I'm a Philly and we're trying to win the World Series. That's it. He doesn't have to rip the Reds. He doesn't say anything bad about Cincinnati. I know where he's from, but I don't need him to, like, I mean, he's flirting with the Reds there.
This is what happens when you allow the contract to go as without having any conversation to go like this. I mean, I hear what you're saying. Now, initially, when this was framed, I thought the question was asked to him, what would childhood Kyle do?
Well, he kind of got there.
He got there. And I get that. And, you know, he probably played a lot of games in that stadium. You know, being from Middletown, Ohio, Middletown's not that far away, about 40 minutes away. So I get it. But he's probably feeling some kind of way about the fact that, you know, and I'm recklessly speculating. I don't know. I don't know if the Phillies have said anything to him. But if he's having the type of season that he's having and nobody's talked to him about a contract, he might feel a little slighted.
He might, but I'm feeling slighted.
Well, you should have got the contract.
Well, I'm not in control of the contract.
I'm just saying, it was you and your cohort.
Me?
That was, well, you know, I'm throwing you in there with Kyle.
No.
Was
like, I wanted to sign him the whole time.
Kyle was like, make him wait.
Well, then blame Kyle.
Make him wait.
That's fine. I just don't love this. Like, in 2002.
I don't care what he wants. Hey, just make him wait.
2002, Hugh Douglas and the Eagles, you're trying to win a Super Bowl. And you're from Ohio. And if someone said to you after a game, what about the Browns or Bengals in free agency? Well, as a kid, I'd like to play there.
No, I would have been like, seriously?
Well, you might have been. But I would have been annoyed if you said, you never know. We'll see what happens.
The Reds, come on.
Trying to win a World Series.
Let's be honest. The Cincinnati Reds hit different back in the day when Kyle was coming up.
No, I know. But it's the principle of it. Why can't he just say, I'm
a
Philly? I am a Philly. We're trying to win the World Series.
They allowed him to get to this point where he's feeling some kind of way.
Of course you're defending this.
I'm not defending it.
It's because you're both Ohio guys.
I'm just saying, this is what happens when you don't pay that man his money.
How did the surprise Kyle when you were growing up, you?
See? I knew he was going. I was wondering why he didn't say nothing when I took that shot. Well, you know what, Kyle? To be honest, since we're here, it was a tax-free state. How did that work out for me?
Everyone knows why you went to Jacksonville. The money.
It was a tax-free state.
Kyle, I can't do the Schwarber flirting with the Reds thing anymore.
Well,
this is twice now.
I got to tell you, I'm not worried about the Reds at all. The Reds are not going to overpay Kyle Schwarber. Why are we worried about the Reds? Like, I think what would have to happen is the Phillies really lowball Schwarber. And the Reds and nobody else wants to pay him that huge price. And then the Reds swoop in and say, well, you know, if you're getting lowballed, come play for your hometown team. And then he would do it. Like, I don't think he's taking a hometown discount to play for the Reds. Mm-mm. I'm not worried about that. Like, Nick Castellanos came here and trashed the ownership and the organization. And every time anything comes up that I see Kyle Schwarber talking about the Reds, a bunch of Reds fans swarm and go, we're not going to pay him that money. Everybody knows that the Reds are not a threat to pay this guy.
I would say probably not, though. They're not paying anyone on that team. It's a pretty cheap roster.
Right.
They could probably sign someone.
What does that tell you?
No, but sometimes
when do they ever pay anybody?
But you're right. But sometimes, well, they've had some guys. I mean, they paid Votto back in the day. Like, they usually have one or two guys that they pay decent money
but
to. They're paying
they
no
the
one.
Most money to, like, a top free agent?
Votto. Okay. Oh, I don't know who a free agent would be. But, right. That's I understand I mean. They're a small
it's
market team. They don't pay much.
I'm not worried about
Maybe
it.
You're right. That's fine. I don't want Schwarber flirting with them anymore. Can't he just say, I'm trying to win a World Series of the Phillies? It's a little too chummy.
But he is at a stage where chummy. He does, like, hold on. He kind of does need to take a hard stance with this negotiation, right?
Now,
like,
you're defending him, too?
Well,
I'm shocked.
But, no, I mean, no, I'm not defending. I just understand it. Like, what's he going to do? Say, like, please, like, I only want to be with the Phillies. Like, that knocks out all of the leverage that he has.
I'm focused on the season. I'm not asking him to say I'm a Philly for life. We have a World Series to win, and he's talking about childhood Kyle. I'm worried about 32-year-old Kyle getting to 60 home runs and getting a World Series here. I just don't love it. It makes me uncomfortable. I'll just put it that way. I'm jealous of the Reds right now and the fact that he's talking about them, and I'm uncomfortable. And I'm okay to admit that. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Mike in Conshohocken. Mike.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up, Mike?
What's up, Mike?
So I was doing my fantasy last night, and I brought it up to Kyle, and I said, you know, the lowest Jalen Hurts is ranked of any expert in sport. And he brought up, well, it's just because of the tush push. And that was a good point. And since we got off and I'm now on, I rethought. But think about it. It's the total package. Are we not a run-first offense?
Yes.
Feels that way.
They are, yes.
Okay. And he mentioned, like, oh, you didn't have 4,000 yards passing, but we're a run-first offense. But if you remember after the Super Bowl, I told you to bet more than a dollar on his parlays. You know what I mean? Because I had a parlay with
Excuse me, sir. I bet $2. It's a $2 parlay.
Yeah, he's doubling the one, yeah.
You went a little crazy. I get it. We had Hurts. I bet a parlay of Hurts and Smith and another one of Hurts and Brown. And why would I have the confidence in that? Maybe it is the tush push on the Hurts part, but it's also confidence in his passing because Smith and Brown aren't going to be part of those parlays unless they get the ball. They're only getting it from one guy. So he's all around. And then you also got to think, as a runner, he's an RB2 in a game almost. You know what I mean?
Well, he is. So I just want to say this about the fantasy thing. So I understand your point, and it does show his all-around ability, right? He's a big threat on the ground. He's like, I think he's probably up to 50 or 60 rushing touchdowns in his career. Or close to that. He has an enormous amount of – but fantasy is different, Mike, than real life. Like, in fantasy, Justin Fields may end up starting on fantasy teams this year because he's going to run for 800 or 900, 1,000 yards as a quarterback. Justin Fields stinks. And then Jalen's good. I'm saying fantasy aspect, if you can run as a quarterback, you get bumped up. Like, it doesn't mean he's the fourth-best quarterback because he's the fourth-best fantasy quarterback. You know, that's the only thing I would say to that.
I get that, but Justin Fields isn't ranked number 3-4. You know what I mean?
No, because he's not very good. But he might end up on people's fantasy teams if he starts all year for the Jets because he can run. That's all. All right, Mike, you want a Hugh Douglas trivia question for a potential spot in our league here?
You got it.
All right, here we go. All right, I think this one's a layup here. Let's see if Mike Conshohocken's getting it here. What was the name of the Bucs quarterback that Hugh sacked at the vet during the 2000 wild card game?
Tampa Bay Bucks quarterback wild card game. You sacked them. I'm
fumble.
Going to
recovery
say
by the Eagles.
Jameis Winston.
What?
No.
It was not Jameis Winston, Mike.
I mean,
we appreciate it.
Holy crap.
Yeah, I mean, Jameis Winston was drafted 15 years after that game, so I could see the confusion.
No, I can see the correlation,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Is there really?
I can't.
He's a Bucks quarterback.
How old do we think Jameis Winston was when Hugh got that strip sack?
Well, five.
Yeah, he's a young cat.
Hmm. Okay. 5 years old.
You said, do I really see the correlation? No, not really.
I mean,
I don't. I don't know how you could.
Other than they're both Bucks quarterbacks.
I mean, I'm sorry, Mike. Mike's a great guy, but that was an awful guess.
He's a great guy.
It was really bad.
Gotta love our fan.
Once in a while when we do trivia type of stuff, I do see what happens during Beat the Hammer.
What
I think people choke. That's not a hard question. I think if Mike rethinks his answer, he would say, maybe he wouldn't have gotten it correct, right? That's okay. Because the Bucks had a few quarterbacks in that era that you played against. But he wouldn't have answered Jameis Winston if he could calm himself down and think again. Jameis Winston is still in the league. Hugh played, he was drafted in the 90s.
Yeah.
There's no way it's the same guy.
Yeah, the moment got to him, man. That was
the moment got to him. I get it. I like Mike, but the moment clearly got to him. All right, 215-592-9494. You know, once in a while you see the phone and you see the you know, our board here with different names, and sometimes people get bumped up to the front because I want to talk to them, and SU looks at me. Skip and Claymont, Skip!
Why are we talking to Claymont? Well,
hey, hello, guys. Hello, you. Hey. How do you do? Woohoo! Hey, by the way, I have a piece of Hugh Douglas trivia. I don't know if the listeners know this or not, but he's got a very attractive size 16 boot. Watch out!
What?
All right, Skip, weird. What's on your mind today?
Oh, here we go.
What do you got?
I have a special announcement to make.
Whoa, all right, what's going on? Skip has a special announcement. What is it?
All right, I'm announcing today that on Saturday, August the 23rd, our Homeowners Association, Claymore Arms, is having its inaugural pickleball tournament.
Wow, okay.
Pickleball.
Yeah, pickleball tournament. That's,
pickleball. I don't know what's pickleball. On my mind. Pickleball.
I don't know what
pickleball.
He was talking about.
All right, so that's big news. So that's the development, I guess, where you live with Hugh. Do you play pickleball? Or?
No, I'm very excited. I'm not exactly a good pickleball player. I haven't really played at all, but I need a partner, and I was hoping that my favorite Eagles Wall of Famer would be my pickleball partner.
No, that's not going to happen. No, that's not going to happen.
But last week I heard that Dr. Karp was suggesting you spend more time in your community, and he's very concerned about you.
And he also suggested I start smoking cigarettes and buy a motorcycle. But I wasn't going to do either one of those, so no, I'm good. I appreciate the offer, though. Thank you so much.
I am concerned. You opened the show hazy and lazy. I'm worried about your focus, and I wanted to help you.
Well, yeah. It was a little hazy out here, but now the weather's starting to clear up a little bit. But no, Skip, I appreciate the offer, but no, I'm not going to do no pickleball.
Do you play pickleball?
No, I don't.
Well, let's try it. Come on, you and me together. I love real pickles, and so... Yeah, maybe I'll like pickleball. What do you say? Pickleball.
No, I mean...
All right, Hugh, why not? Why not? It sounds like pickleball...
Why don't you play, Joe?
I have played pickleball, but, I'm not invited, and it's your community with Skip. I think it'd be good for you, actually.
I don't want to go. You'll
be a great partner, you being a former professional athlete. They'll bring a certain cachet to our tournament. It'd be tremendous. We can practice together. I'll bring the balls, you bring the pickle. Woohoo!
Oh, no, that's a lot. Oh, that's a lot. No, I'm good, but I appreciate you though. I really do.
Come on, have a little fun. Peter Piper picked the pack of pickle peppers and the pack
that
of
that right there makes it Peter hard for pick. Me to have fun.
Come on, you can get behind that, can't you?
Nah, I think you can't. Just a little.
Hugh, I think this will be good for you. I think this would be good for you and the show.
No, I'm good. I appreciate you though.
You're in the development. See. You need to get involved. We could practice together. I could stretch you out beforehand so you don't pull anything.
It sounds like, I guess, fun. I mean, how many teams are in the tournament, Skip?
So far, it's Mr. and Mrs. Dilworth in 315. They call themselves the Big Dills. The top seed is Sam and Selma in 206. They play pickleball all winter long. They think they're hot schlitz, but we can knock them off. Can't wait to send those snowbirds back home. And the next pickleball pair is, they're called Jerkins Merkins. They wear toupees down low. And Jerkins then, of course, Crystal, the condo floozy, she's teamed up with Slow George. We're calling them the snot bag and the hoe bag. But listen, if we win, maybe you and I, we could play Decameron Fritz in pickleball. They seem to suck at everything. We'd whoop up on them. They look like a couple losers.
That sounds like a great idea, Skip, but I don't think I can play.
Come on, Hugh. I think it's a good idea.
I don't think I can do it.
Well, listen, Kyle tells me you enjoy your cannabis. I take pot, too.
You take...
All right, hold on. That's probably enough here.
I don't even know where to go with this.
I've never officially smoked a marijuana cigarette, but I've smoked a lot of pipes. I'm sure that you may have a pipe I could borrow.
Okay, all right. Time out. It's a family show, Skip.
It's a peace pipe, like the Indians do. I mean, the Guardians and the Commanders. I was in the pipe and drums. With the corn cob pipe and the button nose. I do love when you say slather Vaseline all over me.
All right, that's enough, Skip. And more than enough.
Slather Vaseline on me.
Thanks a lot, Kyle. That right there.
You can park your big truck in my garage anytime you want.
I got to hang up. I got to hang up. Drop the call. That's enough. We let him go a little too far. That's
that
on me.
That was a lot of innuendo there.
Yeah.
And you want me to play pickleball with this man.
I think it might be good for the show.
I don't think so. It's a lot.
What Dr. Karp last week said, it'd be good if you got out in the community.
And
Skip
he also
heard
said
that.
It would be good to get a motorcycle, which I'm not going to get.
That could be good, too. Just ride it slow.
Yeah, who rides a motorcycle?
You're not going to park your big truck in Skip's garage?
I'm definitely not parking my truck in his garage.
Oh, goodness gracious. Nick in Hillsboro is up after whatever that was from Skip. Hey, Nick.
Yo, I thought that was actually a real caller for a minute. That had me rolling. That was crazy.
Crazy's a good word for it, Nick. I agree with that. Nick, what do you think of today?
Hugh, what's up, buddy?
Yes.
Are you tired from being up late last night?
Why? What happened?
I was curious. Did Regina get back to you or what?
Regina?
You forgot already?
Oh, you're talking about the phone call? Are you talking about
JD Daniels' mom?
Oh, I thought you were talking about something else. No, I'm sorry. No, she didn't. Oh, no, you know what? Somebody else named Regina was supposed to give me a call last night.
You got multiple Reginas?
Well, this Regina bought some money.
Oh.
But the other Regina, I haven't heard from her. Matter of fact, let me check my DMs.
Yeah, Nick, once those DMs come in, we'll tell everyone. We're going to ruin that Commander season.
She ain't even looked at it. She ain't even opened that thing.
Oh, wow. That's a shame. Love John Red?
I called B. Mitch about that. B. Mitch was not receptive.
He's not helping?
No.
Well, he knows we're trying to ruin the Commander season.
He probably.
All right, anyway, Nick, what are you thinking about today?
Yep. With Schwarber, so it's like walking down the street holding your girlfriend's hand, and then you get like the side eye, you look at the other girl walking by. You said to yourself, he's got to market himself, and that's just what he's doing. He's being smart about it. He's not going to say, you know, anything differently than what he did, because that's him marketing himself. Now the Phillies got something to think about. Maybe he's looking somewhere else, too. He's having a heck of a year. Listen, you can go the Bill Belichick route where you get interviewed and they give you nothing. He's not going to do that, right? So he's doing what's best for him. And unfortunately for the Phillies, they're going to have to open that wallet up.
Well, they are. And look, I understand the whole – and I said it, right, the marketing thing. And he knows he's going to be a free agent, and he's creating a market. His agent will, too. I'm just jealous, Nick. I'm jealous that he's flirting with another team. I want him to be a Philly for the next 3 or 4 years. And the closer we get to this, I'm like, man, we're going to let a 60-home run bat enter free agency? It's wild.
Of course. That's where we're at, though. Like, he should have been extended, I don't know, before the season or whatever. But he's not going to go and do negotiations now. He's printing money. He's going to get paid whatever the heck he wants. Someone's going to pay him.
Well, that's – Nick, you're right, man, and we appreciate the phone call. And I think he's going to get more than we thought he was going to get. So,
oh, yeah, he's about to get paid.
I know he's a DH, and DHs don't get paid what position players get paid. If he hits 60 home runs, he's going to get paid. Like, it's just – those bats don't enter free agencies. Not off of a season like this. And he looks like he's getting better as he ages, and I think people will comp him to David Ortiz, what he did down the stretch of his career, whether or not he's that good or not. That will be the comp. He's going to get paid, and the Phillies have to open up their checkbook. Otherwise, someone is going to. And I don't like hearing him talk about other teams he might play for.
It seems like he's probably, you know, I hate to be that guy, but he might be gone.
What?
I'm just saying.
Why are you doing this to us?
Well, I'm just.
Why?
Okay, I'm sorry. I take it back.
No, you don't have to take it back. I just question why you're crushing us.
No, I'm just saying because he probably feels like, you know. I mean, he's trying to get all the bread. He's probably trying to get everything.
Yeah, that's wonderful. The Phillies should give him the bread then.
They should have gave it to him a while.
Well, they should have. All right, 215-592-9494. Final hour for your call. And to get some more qualifiers here, Hugh Douglas trivia for a chance to be in the Midday Show Fantasy League. Our draft September 3rd at McGurk's in Roersford. And when we come back, we'll get to the state of the race in the NL East. The Phillies have opened up quite a lead. But I'm not quite ready to do something I did pretty early on last year. We'll talk about that next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. On Tuesday, August 26th, FanDuel Futures Day, a new holiday for football fans. It's 24 hours of deals on all your football season predictions. Take a flyer on the MVP race. I think a bounce back statistically from the quarterback in Kansas City is the play. And crown your champion in August How about back-to-back championships for the team that just practiced right in front of us here at the NovaCare Complex? Or parlay your division winner dark horses. Hughes Panthers, I kind of like them this year. Second year with their head coach. Yeah, there it is. And I think Tennessee's going to take a big leap with their rookie quarterback. And mark your calendars. Today's your day for your hunches, your hot takes, your calls, and your odds. Visit the FanDuel app today and start planning your futures bets now, because FanDuel's Futures Day is one day and one day only. FanDuel, play your game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.